Minister Ashir Basilekin III, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Mr. Minister, this morning you launched the 7th edition of the Africa Kaizen Annual Conference 2022. What is the rationale and purpose of such a meeting?
Before answering this question, let me briefly explain the context in which this Kaizen conference is being organized. Kaizen is a Japanese word meaning continuous improvement. It is a Japanese management method that aims at improving the quality and productivity of SMEs and therefore increasing their competitiveness. For the sake of acceleration of Africa industrialization, the JICA and the AUDA NIPAD want to promote and spread the benefits of this technique through the Africa Kaizen Initiative. And this is the reason why the Africa Kaizen Conference is part of this initiative. Now, to answer your question, while hosting this event, the Cameroonian government shows its commitment to encourage the Kaizen initiative in Africa, as other countries have done so before, where Cameroon has been a participant. We will mention South Africa, which was the host country in 2020, Tanzania in 2021, and this year Cameroon is on the spotlight. The conference, therefore, is intended to be a forum for sharing experience and best practices from African countries in order to further promote Kaizen and strengthen Kaizen activities in the African continent.
The theme of the conference is streamlining and strengthening Kaizen QPI endeavors with the aspirations and goals of transforming Africa's economies and particularly SMEs. What are the stakes for African economies in general and Cameroon in particular?
The stakes for African countries are to take ownership of this Japanese management approach, which has proved successful in other countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, just to name a few. Coming back to Cameroon, as you are aware, Cameroon is committed under the variable leadership of His Excellency Paul Biya to the structural transformation of its economy in its new development strategy, the NDS 30. This strategy aims at making Cameroon a new industrialized country. This model of economic growth driven by the manufacturing industry requires at least a doubling of the secondary sector's share of gross domestic products. Manufacturing value added, the share of manufacturing exports, and total factor productivity over the next 10 years. These challenges illustrate the key position that the Kaizen approach and methods occupy in achieving this National Development Strategy 30 goal.
Your Excellency, the Kaizen project has been implemented in Cameroon since 2016. What is your assessment of its implementation thus far?
The main results that summarize the implementation of the Kaizen project in Cameroon are the following. First of all, let me mention that Cameroon happens to be the pioneer country in the Central Africa region to implement the Kaizen. Therefore, we have established a center of excellence of the Kaizen under the SME Promotion Agency, where all these consultants are being trained and their capacity is being enhanced. We also have 116 basic Kaizen consultants, of which 30 consultants have been trained in advanced Kaizen and business management techniques. A strategy and guide for the provision of business support services through the Kaizen approach were developed. We can also mention that approximately 800 SMEs and entrepreneurs have been trained in the Kaizen approach with very satisfactory feedback on the quality of services. And certainly, just to illustrate how Cameroonian SMEs are very successful in the implementation of the Kaizen method, I can confirm that a Cameroonian company called MSME, located in Douala, won the outstanding prize at the African Kaizen Conference in 2020 that was held in South Africa. This testifies to the level of quality of the Cameroonian Kaizen, which is already distinguishing itself at the continental level. And I will ultimately confirm that a certification system for Kaizen and business management consultant is currently being developed in Cameroon and will be spread throughout the Central Africa region.
Minister Ashir Basilekin, the third of small and medium-sized enterprises, social economy and handicrafts, thank you very much for answering our questions on the 5 p.m. news on the CRTV.
Thank you very much.